is on. It's a good day to get gone.
Let's get it on. Let's get going here. 7 after the hour on the Wednesday, December 5th, Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Doug here to bring you a smashing report on, well, I guess it's our smashing report, the events of the day, the news of the day, the things that we think are important. Let me start, Jennifer, by focusing on all the attention that Bob Costas has gotten because of not what he wrote, because he didn't write it. He just used the words of somebody else, Jason Whitlock, who writes for Fox Sports, was the one, and I think he gave credit to the writer, when he used his words during the game on Sunday. I'm looking, maybe you can follow this yourself on Twitter and Facebook, what some of the people have said have posted thoughts about this. Well, social media, as you know, are lit up. People are siding with Costas on one hand, and they're berating him on another hand.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was pretty interesting that something appeared, and I read it earlier. Bob Costas interrupts Sunday night football with gun control lecture. Interrupts? What an absurd statement. He didn't interrupt anything. He didn't say, wait a minute, we got to put the game on hold while I tell you what I think. He, as is usually the case, has, because he's a respected member of that group of broadcasters who are thought to have some influence, so he has I think he explained it as being a minute 10 seconds to express himself, and the producer of the program told him, Costas, to come up with something that related to the tragedy regarding this football player. So he did.
You can't tell me he didn't know this would be controversial. I mean, he really only said this wouldn't have happened if he didn't have a gun. Isn't that
but
right?
But he didn't say that. He wrote it. Scratch that. The words came from that columnist.
Right.
He just repeated them as a comment and gave credit to the guy. And here's Britt Hume, who says Bob Costas quotes sports writer to make gun control case regarding Belcher's murder-suicide, cites all known gun control cliches. I mean, that's what you'd get from Britt Hume because of the way he looks, because he's a Fox, you know. But it's interesting that the person he's quoting wrote a column for the Fox Sports Network. We've made the wrong choice in assessing what's gone on here in terms of the damage that's been done. And I will further go on the record here as, without it being something that I think I should stick my chest out there. Oh, Doug Steffen, he's so smart. I think I'm the first national broadcaster who put this all into perspective now that everybody is in on the bandwagon of football injuries and what's happening to these people, no matter what their age. Plus, the guy was drinking. He'd taken some drugs. But in general, the discussion of football and the injuries that it causes, the attitude that people have toward this thing, like it's like football players are gods, the fact that parents are continuing to allow and encourage their children to play football at the age of 10, 12, 14 years of age. If we're going to have football, and you're welcome to comment on this if you'd like to, 800-510-8255. I don't know how to ask this question on our social media. You might come up with something, Jennifer, but in essence, if you allow your son, and there was something about a 9-year-old girl playing football I saw, was that last week? Do you remember seeing something about, I don't know that we talked about
it. I don't know if I remember anything. Yeah, I don't know if I remember anything in particular, but girls play football all the time now as kids.
Right. I'm looking back at some of the things that we have talked about, here it is. Let me see. That's not the right one. Anyway, here it is. A video of a 9-year-old girl in Utah that plays football on the boys' team. She's the first female football player to be featured on the cover of a Wheaties box. That story at DougSteffen.com last week. A 9-year-old girl plays football on the boys' team. She's the first female football player of any age to be featured on the cover of the Wheaties box. That's not glamorizing football? Of course it is. And well, a 9-year-old girl playing football, I don't mind that she's playing on the boys' team. I think girls ought to be able. There have been a few women who have been tough enough to play football, and that's cool. But what's the outcome? At the end of the day, we are sacrificing who knows how many people at the gods of this game.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the guy with the Chargers, you look at all these people that are, it's now coming to light, and you really were. You were the first one to bring this up. And I've said it before, when you first did, I thought, oh boy, this is another soapbox, but it really has turned into, no, but it's turned into something that's a real thing. But, you know, I'm not of the school of let's get away with football, but let's actually teach kids and teach players how to play football right. I think it comes from more about changing the sport than just eliminating the sport.
Well, I think that we have a lot of learning to do when it comes to this. The learning curve is pretty steep. It's not only for football players, soccer players. It is wrestling. It is boxing. All these, and cheerleading even, is pretty dangerous. But just, if you look back at it, is there some reasonable way to look at something that perhaps can be done, like, what do they call it, flag football?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is? It's flag football.
Flag football, yeah, when you pull the flag off of someone's belt.
Yeah. So why can't you do that rather than attacking them or trying to knock them over?
Well, I think you can even, I mean, if you tackle in the right way, you don't tackle to kill. I mean, what we've gotten into is this really violent form of football, and I think, I mean, you've even seen teams take it to extremes where you have people putting bounties out on other people's heads. I mean, that kind of stuff is ridiculous, uncalled for. I mean, anybody that tolerates that is just, ugh, ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, so what do you think? 800-510-8255. So this is a double-edged sword here. The discussion of gun control is part of it. The discussion of football and football injuries part of it. And there probably are a dozen other things that we could tie together. That's what makes this format so just wonderfully fascinating, because people can have all kinds of opinions and thoughts and maybe a few facts here and there about all of these sorts of things. Jackson is in Jackson, Tennessee. I'm sorry, Jason in Jackson. Go ahead, sir. You're on. Good day. Hi.
Hey, Doug. You got a lot of guts, man. You don't have every football fan in the world going after you today, bud.
If that's all it takes. No, seriously, I don't find that amusing because it's so shallow. The thinking is shallow, and that's what the problem is in our country. We have a lot of shallow thinkers. Man, this is, you know how much money colleges get because of football programs? How sick that is?
Hey, I don't want my kids to play football, I'll be honest with you. I just want to say real quick about the gun control. Gun control is not the answer. It's emotion control.
Yep.
But everybody just get their chip off their shoulder.
Right. And there are a lot of people on both sides of the gun control issue who have chips on their shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
You're right about that, Jason. Thanks for your astute comment. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. This certainly is not the only focus of the things that are going on that we ought to talk about. Jennifer will update us on what's going on the social media. Taylor Swift has a new boyfriend.
Again.
Lindsay Lohan. Yeah, all right.
Still not taking responsibility again.
No, not at all. Let's see, who else? Hugh Hefner, Eddie Murphy in the news. A lot of things that are going on that are of interest and importance. I guess how you gauge their importance is up to you. 800-510-8255 on the Good Day program.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new buying and selling tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Drew is really good at giving you space, especially when the work starts.
What was that?
I have to turn it off.
I can't hear you when you're complaining.
Feel the magic.
This is awesome.
And spread the love.
I love buying. I love building. I love selling, too.
All-new buying and selling tonight at 9, 8 Central on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
I also really love making Jonathan do all the hard work.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new buying and selling tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Drew is really good at giving you space, especially when the work starts.
Okay.
I can turn it off.
I can't hear you when you're complaining.
Feel the magic.
This is awesome.
And spread the love.
I love buying.
I love building.
I love selling, too.
All-new buying and selling tonight at 9, 8 central on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
I also really love making Jonathan do all the hard work.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
it's just
like
another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
800-510-8255. Folks, with the holidays coming up very quickly, this is the perfect time to whiten those embarrassing stained yellow teeth. You know you want to have that movie star white smile when you walk into that party? There's still time. Power Swabs, a 5-minute treatment to whiten your teeth. You'll see up to 2 shades whiter in just the first use, and in 7 days, it'll be 6 shades whiter. What makes Power Swabs better is that it works on your teeth, natural teeth, the caps, crowns, veneers, and it's so easy. There's no messy strip. There's no tray. Call now, please, for a risk-free supply of Power Swabs, 800-865-7620, 800-865-7620. I guarantee that your friends, your family, your coworkers will notice your whiter smile, and it takes just 5 minutes to get it. Again, please call this number for the risk-free trial of Power Swabs, 800-865-7602. Whiter teeth in 5 minutes at 800-865-7602. The issues of the day, conversation about this. I think I want to just spend a minute on Lindsay Lohan to lighten it up here a little bit, Jennifer. Apparently,
it's late for all of us but her.
Well, she says it's not her fault she owes $230,000 in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course not.
Yeah, it's not my fault. No. I didn't punch that woman. I wasn't out. I didn't spend all that money.
No.
Yeah, I guess
I don't drink and smoke all that.
No.
I didn't do a bad job as Liz and Elizabeth.
230 grand? Please.
Nothing. Right.
Oh.
Right.
According to the people in her camp, though, she is freaking out. That's according to the New York Post. And she's doing what she always does, which is to say it's not her fault and point the finger at someone else in her team. She says she didn't know anything about it. She's broke. It's not her fault. And, you know, what are you going to do?
That sounds like she's broke.
She
and that
promises.
Joke.
That's why the lady is a tramp. It'll be resolved by the end of the year, she said. She's a hustler, and she finds somebody to bail her out.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho.
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 Life Straw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift. gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprain, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
A lot of dissension among conservatives. One of the leaders of the Tea Party has resigned after a major split in the movement.
Yeah.
The Tea Party is now divided between angry whites and even angrier whites. That's a problem. We've got to get them together.
Right.
Going to bring this country together. Mitt Romney is going back to work. Mitt Romney is joining the board of directors at Marriott Hotel. See, who says President Obama can't create jobs? There's one right there. He created a job right there. I think it's great Romney's getting back in the workforce, not becoming one of those 47% looking for a handout.
Yeah. Hey, oh, listen to this. Applebee's. We all love Applebee's, right? Is that Bloomin' Onion?
No.
Is that the Bloomin' Onion?
That's Outback Steakhouse.
I love Outback.
Oh,
what does Applebee's have?
Sandwiches.
Hot wings.
Apples and bees.
Apples and bees? I'm not sure. What does Applebee's have? They got something, right?
2 for 20.
2 for 20. Slow down. I'm not treating you for Applebee's.
American, 2 for 20.
You know what? I'm going to get you out to the show. I'm going to give you a gift stick with the Applebee's, all right? I'll get something. I love Applebee's. But anyways, 2 for 20. I'll give you $20.
We'll split it.
We'll go Dutch. You pay, I'll wear wooden shoes. Ba-boom. Ba-boom. It's too late.
Jimmy Fallon, Jay Leno, and Conan O'Brien from their late-night television programs last night. Yesterday on The View, the ladies talked about the names that are possible. Apparently, Princess Kate's still in the hospital today. Is that right, Jennifer?
Yes, she's still there.
She's having trouble getting
but she
pregnant.
She feels better. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. So,
oh, no, she's pregnant.
Yeah, yeah. Has she got
more
twins?
Instinctive.
Some people are saying that she may have twins. I saw.
Ooh, then what would happen? It would be like a split throne thing.
Right, exactly. Yes, you can be queen for a day. An old television show. Probably goes back way before your time, Jen. Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, the ladies on The View talking about Princess Kate's situation and names already. How long? What is she, about 2 months pregnant or something?
Probably.
Yeah, isn't this ridiculous? All right, let's listen anyway.
The next conversation is, what do you name the baby? Hmm. For example,
did I say that?
If
no.
It's a girl,
no, I did say
do you name her Diana?
I think
after,
so.
Or do you name her after the queen?
I think you say Diana.
Diana.
As an homage to her and to aggravate, what's her name, Camilla?
Oh,
they don't have one name. See, they're lucky. They have a Prince William's full name is William Arthur Philip Lewis, and his father's name, Prince Charles, is Charles Philip Arthur George. So he's got a lot of choices.
How do you remember
what if
all of
make,
that?
You know, like an acronym out of it.
You can't do that. You got to do all. Like, each one has four names, so you got a lot of time. And then you know when we do 10 most fascinating people, and we say to somebody, "You're the 11th."
Yeah.
So William says, "I have four names. You're the fifth."
But aren't all of the heirs have to be named after a king or queen that precedes them? So that
not
because
not
they will
not precede them.
How come they can't name them after somebody in her family?
They could.
I mean, like a Queen Shirley. You have to name them a name, a Henry or an Edward or a...
Or like Portia, Mercedes, or Hyundai. Things like that. They don't always.
All right. Silly.
Here's they're also showing on The View what the kid's going to look like. They did one of those mashups.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Here's Ellen DeGeneres presenting a gift option for your favorite wino.
Here's something that I want to show you. This is from my friend Cliff. He finds he has nothing better to do than to be online all the time finding weird things. And he... He sends me things all the time, and he sent me this. This is real. This is, it's called the XL wine glass. What a great holiday gift this is. All right. And what's great about the XL wine glass, and this is how they sell it. This is the selling feature. It holds an entire bottle of wine.
Yummy.
Great.
Asking for trouble. Two glasses, please.
You're our wine expert. Jennifer Horn here with Doug Steffen on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Even if you're a daily driver who's confident behind the wheel, remember that traveling in unfamiliar terrain or weather conditions can be a real game changer. Mountain roads and high altitudes can put extra stress on cars, so make sure your engine, transmission, brake pads, and tires are in good condition. Find out in advance if mountain roads require chains or snow tires in the winter. And when descending steep mountain roads, put your transmission in the lowest gear possible so you don't have to ride your brakes as hard. When driving through desert areas, I've got two words for you, dust storms. Be prepared to pull over because dust storms can drastically reduce your visibility. What travelers may not realize is that desert roads can also get icy in the winter. Ice is also common on bridges, overpasses, and infrequently traveled roads, even if the temperatures are above freezing. So no matter where you are, driving in icy conditions requires going slowly with plenty of room to stop. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm happy to bring you the next in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Martha and seven other grandparents were excited to finally charter the 52-foot catamaran to the British Virgin Islands, with their nephew as captain. After 4 days of fun in the sun, they were fishing 11 miles out to sea when the engines quit and the boat began to take on water. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories. Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance services.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new buying and selling tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Drew is really good at giving me space, especially when the work starts.
What's that?
Why don't you turn it off?
I can't hear you when you're complaining.
Feel the magic.
This is awesome.
And spread the love.
I love buying.
I love building.
I love selling, too.
All-new buying and selling tonight at 9, 8 central on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
I also really love making Jonathan do all the hard work.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984, or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984, or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season.
Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. Our take on the news of the day. I think we spent a lot of time on Bob Costas. We don't need to spend any more on the gun control conversation. Do you agree with that, Jennifer?
Agreed.
All right. 800-510-8255. Santa.
Santa.
Don't you love Santa Claus?
Love
Must
Santa.
Be Santa. The
baby.
Dear Santa letters piling up high in the back offices of New York's main post office. Wonderful, cute, lots of misspellings. But the scribbles and drawings tell some really important stories of children that are dealing with hardships, parents who don't have jobs, the superstorm Sandy and its impact on the people of New York. Here's a young lady named Paige who writes, after asking about Santa and Mrs. Santa's health, I know you must be very busy helping a lot of people who have been misplaced by Hurricane Sandy. My mother and I and my small brother had to leave our house. We're now staying with my aunt. We don't have any electricity. My mother says we have to move to South Carolina. She asks Santa for a computer for herself and a transformer for her brother. We wish you luck and a Merry Christmas, she wrote. Please help us and all the families that were hurt by Hurricane Sandy. So this is the 100th year of Operation Santa Letters, program to connect the wishes of needy children with anonymous donors willing to play Secret Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Secret Santa. Pretty distressing. I would not be able to read these letters. I think I wouldn't want to.
I'd want to do all of them.
I just read one of them. Maybe I shouldn't read any more. Probably a lot that are worse than that. I'm actually looking at a couple of the other letters. A lot of letters coming from people who are in homeless shelters. I'm looking at a young lady named Destiny, who's 7 years old, asked for math books and pencils. Quote, I've been a good girl at school and at home. I'll keep up the good work so my mom can be happy. I hope you can get things like this, Santa. Thank you. Cookies and milk will be waiting for you. A lot of these letters are children who have mothers and no fathers. Mm-hmm. At least the fathers aren't listed here, which is a whole different can of worms, I guess, when you get right down to it. But something to think about. You have the opportunity between now and Christmas to help. Are you going to? Do you usually? And if you do, how do you?
I don't like to talk about this stuff because I don't think it's as meaningful when you talk about it. But
really?
I will say I have adopted a family from a local mission.
Yeah.
And you know what? It doesn't take much to help somebody out at the holidays. It really doesn't. And you know what? If it means that you don't buy a pair of shoes or something for yourself, I don't know. I can just say from my own experience, I think it makes you feel better during the season. I would totally encourage, if you can, to do something like that to help somebody, you know, and it makes you feel so much better than giving people or, you know,
and I don't know
giving,
about
getting
you,
and,
but
yeah, but it, I mean, it is. I mean, it makes you feel better. Like you're actually doing something really good this holiday season. It helps other people out. I don't know.
Yep.
If you can do it.
Yeah, you do know. And
I do.
You're right. Yeah. You do. You're right.
And so, like I said, I don't like to normally talk about it, but I think it's a good idea if we do, because I think we need to encourage. I mean, it's something that you just forget to do in the hustle and the bustle of the season.
Yeah. Not if your head's on straight. I don't think you do. The story of Nick Lachey, I don't know that we got this. I know yesterday I saw this out of the corner of my eye, but I was also, as I was getting ready to leave the hotel yesterday, saw a news report about how he got kicked out of the game on Sunday, the San Diego game, for being overzealous with his trash talk. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? He was he didn't seem to be ashamed by the incident.
No, the reports are kind of swirling, and his side of the story is that the fans were trash-talking him, and so then he started trash-talking the San Diego fans, and originally we thought it was just an exchange of words, but now there are reports that he choked somebody.
Nick Lachey?
Yes.
Really? I wouldn't have thought that he was of that.
I don't see that either. But, I mean, you never know what people come up with. Yeah, I'm sure we'll leave that to the professionals to figure out what went on, actually.
Yeah. Wow. He's out. All right. So now the story of Mike Tyson, who says in a apparently the show that airs on Yahoo Sports, his wife he found in bed with Brad Pitt.
Oh.
Did you see that?
Which wife? What?
Robin Givens.
Okay, so this is a while ago. Yeah.
I was doing a divorce, but every day before I would go to my lawyer's office to say she's a pig and stealing, I'd go by her house to have bungalunga with her. This particular
day,
somebody beat me to the punch. Brad got there earlier than I did.
Oh.
And you should have seen his face when he saw me.
Wow. I remember them being an item a long time ago. That was interesting.
Brad Pitt.
Brad and Robin Givens. That sounds sort of familiar. But that must have been 25 years ago, 20 years ago.
Yeah, probably. All right. Yeah, it's not like it was yesterday.
No. Angelina would have gotten her before Mike Tyson. I'd be more afraid of Angelina. Yeah.
Who says, by the way, she's going to quit acting?
Right. For her family.
Yeah. So
the price of child care. I mean, for six kids, give me a break.
Yeah, save a lot of money that way. The story of the continuing romantic life of Taylor Swift. You know, we used to chuckle about this. I think there's something here, and I'm not quite sure what it is. This woman is a serial dater and seems to, you know, you think that the guys are taking advantage of her. And I'm not suggesting there's anybody taking advantage of anybody here, but she has yet another new romance that she doesn't keep from the paparazzi.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who this guy Harry Styles is. I don't know.
He's like the newest, dreamiest guy, Dougie. I can't believe you don't know him.
Really? Well, I don't look around for dreamy guys.
You don't look for new dreamies?
No.
He's, there's a band called One Direction, and it's a boy band, and they are the hottest ticket right now. Huge. They're like the new Justin Bieber. I mean, they're just huge, and it's a boy band.
Yeah.
But she's been walking around with this new guy, Harry Styles, and I guess she's very smitten with him. She's been people have even called her a puppy dog for him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
A puppy dog.
Yeah. Hmm. And they've been all over New York. They went and they were singing karaoke together. They were walking through Central Park. They leave the same hotel.
Really?
New love, yeah.
So she's got a thing for men.
Yes, she does. Indeed.
Who'd have thunk it? Hugh Hefner and Crystal Harris, he's 86. She's 26, getting a marriage license
yesterday
at the Beverly Hills Courthouse.
Yeah.
Paperwork has been filled out. They're going to get married on New Year's Eve. It'll be a rockin' New Year's Eve for somebody. How long is that going? I couldn't.
Prune juice cocktails for everybody. Shooters.
Yeah.
I just think this one is so funny because Hugh and Crystal were together for a while before, and she pretty much left him at the altar the first time around and then went on to berate him in front of the entire world, saying that he needed, you know, Viagra and that he couldn't keep up with his manly duties, if you catch my drift.
Right.
And really embarrassing stuff that people had never dared to say about Hugh Hefner before. And so the thought that he actually got back together with her after all of that is pretty amazing.
Mm.
And this is what I think of, and I think your daughter Megan would think the same way. What in the world is that daughter of his thinking? I mean, what does she do? Does she just say, okay, I already have my inheritance, I'm just going to let him do whatever he wants?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a smart, wonderfully educated, good
businesswoman. Yeah.
Absolutely. Hmm. So when she sees her father marrying someone who's embarrassed him, what do you do? I'd have a hard time with that.
Yeah. Well, there's no accounting for taste.
I guess not. Maybe this is a big plan, though. Could you imagine the soap opera organ music if he turned to her at the altar and said, beat it, sister, and, like, embarrassed her on New Year's Eve? That would be so all my children and awesome.
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. Da, 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 da. The folks at NASA are planning another rover mission to Mars, or is it on Mars? Are they using what they've got up there now? No, they're building a new rover that will follow Curiosity and Opportunity on Mars. It'll get there in 2020 to collect soil or rock samples that could be sent back to Earth. The objective's not yet set, nor are the tools the rover would wield. How about wield instead of yield?
Mm-hmm.
What the mission would yield. But these things are being discussed because they're trying to put together their budget for the next year. I think the first one, the Opportunity's been up there since 2004, and we all know that Curiosity got up there earlier this year, and everybody has, wow, this is cool. So I'm in support of this sort of thing. One item that we didn't mention was Frankie Muniz suffering a mini stroke. What do you have on that?
So strange. Not a lot. Just the fact that he's only 27 years old. And if you don't know who he is, he was the kid on Malcolm in the Middle.
Mm-hmm.
And he was acting funny. He was having trouble speaking. And so his friends took him to a hospital in Arizona. And they said he suffered a mini stroke last week.
A mini stroke.
Mm-hmm. Okay, which I think might be like the TIA, which I know my grandmother had before she had her big stroke,
yep.
Which are these little mini strokes that people can generally recover from quickly, but it causes confusion, headaches, yep. And that sort of thing.
Yeah, sort of the same sort of thing that happens after you've had an exciting experience. Shall I leave it at that?
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
All right. Let's talk about losing weight.
Seriously?
Seriously?
You're quitting a mini stroke to some adult activities?
Well, if you really have a euphoric experience, it can be leave you sort of, I would say, breathless. You can be disoriented. You can be all kinds of
things. I think it might be a little more serious. I don't know. I'm just going to say maybe. I don't know.
That's how people lose.
I'm sure. Maybe not. I'm sure because your dog's stepping and everything. But,
no,
you know.
That's not true. Let's lose some weight. You dreaming of losing some serious weight for the I'm dreaming? You know how I put that to music of losing some weight, just like I tried to do before. Pick up the phone right now would be my suggestion. This is only a suggestion, but you know what? You want to not gain weight for the holidays. You want to lose some weight after the holidays. Axia 30 is the way to do it. It has ingredients that have been proven in clinical medical studies to cause the average person to lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks when on their program. 30 pounds, Axia packed with antioxidants that provide countless health and anti-aging benefits as well. Axia 30, a full 3-month money-back guarantee. If you don't lose the weight, you get your money back. Call now and order 800-525-8345. Give yourself a present. 800-525-8345. 800-825-8345. It'll work on you if you're a man. It'll work on you if you're a woman. Doesn't make any difference. You need to lose that weight. Here's the way to do it. And a great deal, too. Call now. Get a month of Axia 30 free. So you're actually going to get 4 months supply for three, the price of three. And you get on it now, and you take that whole 3 months after Christmas, lose the 30 pounds. If it doesn't work, excuse me, you'll have ventured nothing because you get your money back. 800-525-8345 for Axia 30. 800-525-8345. Call them now.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new buying and selling tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Drew is really good at giving me space, especially when the work starts.
Okay.
I can turn it off.
I can't hear you when you're complaining.
Feel the magic.
This is awesome.
And spread the love.
I love buying. I love building. I love selling, too.
All-new buying and selling tonight at 9, 8 Central on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
I also really love making Jonathan do all the hard work.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct the class play day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
I love you, son. So it hurts when you say I hate you. I'm your mother. I'm tired of you disrespecting me when you don't get your way. I work hard to make sure you have everything you need. I should be able to ask you to get out of bed in the morning without a fight. So from now on, things are going to be different. I ordered the Total Transformation Program. We're not going to screen and fight anymore. I'm going to tell you what to do in a different way, and you're going to do it. You're not going to call me ugly names anymore, and if you do, you're going to get consequences that'll keep you from calling me ugly names. We're not going to do things your way anymore, son. We're going to do things the Total Transformation way.
Get the Total Transformation free. Just order the program, tell us how it works for you, and you can keep it for free. Call 1-888-529-4660. 1-888-529-4660. Call now. Call 1-888-529-4660. 1-888-529-4660.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is to kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Oh. Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
800-510-8255 or email the Doug at DougStefan.com or Jennifer at DougStefan.com. I said you were going to go through our social media to see what's going on. In addition to the Smart Mom Tip of the Day contest that's at Facebook.com/Good Day Show, or you can tweet us at Good Day Show. What else is handy, Jennifer, that we are excited about to read in terms of comments?
Well, we still are asking about your favorite Christmas music, and we started a contest this week on Good Day, and we asked what your favorite Christmas song was, and I've gone through a few of them already, but there were so many, I feel like I have to continue to give shout-outs, and they're all different, because it's not just like everybody's saying Jingle Bells here. Renee said Silent Night, the Mannheim Steamroller version, to be exact. Allison said Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Judy Garland's version. Donna said Oh, Holy Night. Sandy Hobbs said Little Drummer Boy, that was a favorite of my grandmother. She loved that one. James Matterin said, Bowie and Bing sing The Little Drummer Boy. And he also likes anything by Perry Como or Andy Williams. I agree with that one. Daryl said, back in the early 60s, Lawrence Welk put out a Christmas album of all the favorites played by a harpsichord. Is that how you say it?
Harpsichord.
Harpsichord.
Yes.
He said it was the first month of his marriage and that he and his wife loved the album. Every Christmas since she's passed, he remembers how they listen to that album over and over until they finally wore it out. He said he searched for years, but they don't even play it on the radio anymore. So if anybody knows where Daryl can get that album, let him know. Good story.
It is a good story. All right.
Yeah.
Check out a lot of things that we have. You can sort of subscribe by easily just going to Facebook.com/Good Day Show, 51 after the hour. We
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
After the hour, as we try to make your day, your life a little bit better, everything you need to know, all in due time, of course, and the information that we have here, much of it comes from Shelley Palmer, although I do a little research, Jennifer does a little research. I have a story about a Nebraska teenager using YouTube not too intelligently in a moment, but first let's turn our attention to Shelley Palmer, who talks about a way to get all your day's new information in one location. That's coming right up here. Good day.
With IBM's Masters of Business Change, I'm Bill Crawford. CenterPoint Energy is using technology to transform the electric utility industry. Key to this advancement is automation. Scott Prochaska, Chief Operating Officer of CenterPoint Energy, has more.
We have installed over 2 million smart meters in the greater Houston area. These devices give customers more frequent, detailed information on their electricity use that can help them save energy and money.
These meters are an enabling technology.
Smart meters support new products and services, such as time-of-use rates and prepaid electric service. They also provide the metering infrastructure to support residential solar and wind generation.
And there's another phase of automation in the works.
Smart grid automation is being designed to lessen the frequency and duration of outages. Once deployed, the smart grid's self-healing technology will quickly isolate outages and help restore power with less disruption to customers.
CenterPoint Energy is leading the way. For more information, go to centerpointenergy.com/smart meter.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, how many websites do you go to in the morning to catch up on the day's news? 5? 10? More? What if I told you there was a way to get all your day's news in one location? By using an RSS reader like Google Reader, you're able to consolidate all of your news feeds into one easy-to-manage site. Almost every major website, from news to sports, technology to politics, and more, has an RSS feed. Browsers like Firefox and Chrome have RSS extensions that you can install into your menu bar that will automatically find a site's feed and make subscribing to RSS as easy as one click. Once you pick which RSS reader you like the most, start populating it with your favorite sites. Many RSS readers will also help you discover new sites based on what you subscribe to. Having one centralized source for news you care about means less clicking around and more time to be productive. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend.
Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that can be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When you are expecting, every day brings you closer to your baby's birthday. Babies aren't fully developed until at least 39 weeks in the womb. Important development of their brains, lungs, and eyes occurs in the last few weeks of pregnancy. If your pregnancy is healthy, wait for labor to begin on its own, because a love like yours is surely worth the wait. Learn more at marchofdimes.com/39weeks.
All right, so we have this story, Jennifer, at DougStefan.com today.
Uh-huh.
A genius Nebraska teenager steals a car, robs a bank, then decides to post her video on YouTube bragging about what she has done. And, as if that wasn't foolish enough, if you pay attention to the video, she's flashing a wad of the cash that she stole in the robbery.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And you can see
smartest criminal of the day.
Right. She's, let's see, how 19. Hannah Sabata is her name. Mm-hmm. Arrested after she stole a car held up a bank in Waco, Texas. The YouTube video titled Chick Bank Robber. She uses captions and a large notepad to gloat about stealing this money. She stole a new Pontiac Grand Am. She went into the bank with a gun, a pillowcase, and a note. She entered the Cornerstone Bank, handed tellers a slip of paper that read, "You're being robbed. No alarms, no locks, no phones, no ink bags. I have a loaded gun. You have 2 minutes." She stole $6,256. And the police showed up. She was still wearing the same clothes from the video and the robbery. So apparently she didn't use the money to buy any new clothes anyway.
Yeah, come on, chick robber. You've got to look good. Change up your look, right?
Dumbest use of technology today. That's probably it. I'm guessing. I don't know. A lot of dumb people do a lot of dumb things, but that's pretty dumb. When you figure out, what is that? What do they call that? The death, the people who kill themselves. What's that list called?
The Darwin?
Darwin Award.
Yes.
Yeah, they ought to have one for people who still are alive. 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.